is Shakira. And I'm crazy, but you like it. Loca, loca, loca. What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce. Why don't you love
me? Tell me, baby. Yo, what's good? This is your boy, Man. Back to back up in the mix like that. And I know you like it when it's just like that. Right here on my station.
94.6 FM.
You're listening to Ross FM 94.6, and this is Susan and Danny in the studio here with the WOW show, World of Women. But actually, interestingly, Danny, we have a little bit of a change on the show today.
Actually, I have to say I was surprised today coming in the studio, and Susan has a special guest today for us. And
yes, indeed, we do. We're very lucky in the studio today, all the way from Ballyhadreen. We have George Fitzgerald from, you probably know him from Health Quarters Gyms, around the west of Ireland. George, you're very welcome to the studio.
How's it going, girls? Thanks for having me there today.
And thanks very much for coming over, George.
No bother at all.
George, we just have a few questions for you. We know that you're insanely busy at the moment and you're in the middle of a new project and everything, so we're not going to take up too much of your time. So, George, I guess we'll just go into question one there, Danny, that you have for George.
Yeah, actually, I'm curious, George. Can you tell us a bit about yourself? Where did you grow up and when did you move to the west of Ireland?
Okay, I was, where did I start now?
Well, you're a dub anyway.
I'm a dub anyway, myself. Yeah.
No, we'll start with that.
I'm actually 20 years down the west of Ireland now.
20 years?
Yeah, so I'm 20 years down the west of Ireland now.
Wow.
Grew up in Dublin and, yeah, 20 years. 20 years, moved down 20 years ago, my mum and dad. And I didn't have a say, so I was actually...
So you kind of
gone.
You had to go, and that was the end of it. Did you find like it took a while to adjust to your new surroundings?
Ah, would, sure. You know, you'd be nervous at the best of times. Let's say going to a new school, meet new people.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
It's actually it was tough at the start, but you know.
Okay, George, can you tell us a bit about how you got involved in fitness?
Yeah, well, fitness was, I was always kind of, let's say, really into football and stuff like that when I was younger. And it was mainly, let's say, the gym was my hobby and fitness was just something I used to do three times a week. Just play football and stuff like that. I used to do marble floors and counters and fireplaces, that type of stuff. And it was actually the recession. So it was actually, there was no marble work anymore. So it was just as, where do I go from here? Do you know, I had a little girl there, Holly, and I didn't know what to do. Was I going to go to the UK for work? It was a luxury in people's houses, let's say, to get marble kitchens and stuff like that. And it was like buying a new car. It wasn't happening. And people stopped it. So it was a big decision. It was kind of, I said one day, right, I'm going to open up a gym. So I don't know where that came from, but I started off anyway. I took a big chance, and here I am today, you know.
And George, can you tell us when was that you actually opened your first gym?
Yeah, that was actually, let's say, 8 years ago.
Eight years ago. Well, yeah. Congratulations.
I started there in Ballyhadreen above Malloy's Pharmacy.
Okay.
James Geraghty was very helpful there to me at the time. So it was actually a big challenge. I actually
remember, George, when you did open up, and everybody was so impressed with the equipment that you had in the gym at the time.
Yeah.
And I think you were probably the first person ever to introduce a TRX into Ballyhadreen.
That's right. So TRX is suspension training.
I'd never seen it myself before your gym.
Yeah, and now gyms nowadays, let's say, don't open unless they have these straps.
Really?
So
yeah, I have to say one of my favourite classes, TRX.
Yeah.
And then I have to say in Carrick and Shannon, they don't do any more TRX classes, so I have to drive to Ballyhadreen now.
You know, George's gym actually does it. But I remember seeing that and I was thinking, wow, this is like,
yeah, so TRX
excellent.
Is actually brilliant. Like when it came out first, when I brought it to Ballyhadreen, it was kind of like it was only seen in a few places, like it was in Dublin. I had to go to Bristol to get the certification on it. And I bought the Ballyhadreen. They were like, what does this do? Like, you know,
So I
was in Malloy's. I had 12 spin bikes and 12 TRXs and a few medicine balls. So that's exactly what I had. And like I said, every gym today doesn't open up
unless they have it. Straps, but at know. That time, like say 8 years ago, it was definitely new to Ballyhadrine.
Yeah,
you
it was
were
ahead
the first.
But I'd say it was new on the market anyway. Yeah, it was new.
Yeah. It was just out now. It just hit America, so I was ahead of the game.
And, you were ahead of the game there, yeah.
And, yeah, so it moved very fast from there, you know.
So, George, just when you said there you had to go to the UK, what's actually involved in becoming a fitness instructor in terms of courses and stuff that you have to do? Is there a lot involved in it?
There would be a lot involved, yeah. I actually started off, what made Hellquarters was spinning. That was the main thing that made me my name was the spinning classes. So my first thing was I actually got certified in spinning in Dublin off the master instructor there, Brian McKenna. And it was brilliant. I learned so much, let's say, on a teaching level. Because, as I said, I was new into the game, so I didn't know how to teach, you know. So
yeah.
I went from strength to strength there and practicing on a couple of mates, let's say, and before I started my first class. So, you know, I hopped on the bike and away I went, and the voice was very low at the start, and you know what I mean?
And then
throughout the weeks, I more confident and so on, Yeah, now they can't shut me up, you know.
And here you are today.
Yeah.
Can you tell us, have you many people working for you?
Yeah, so I've actually, let's say, 9 people employed to date.
Well done.
Do you know, it took a while, let's say, and a few. With the latest thing coming up there in Ballardrine is the leisure centre, which actually pushed. 5 new employees in there
on top of your existing 9 staff. That's excellent. That's
really,
a great
really
boost for the local community creating employment in Ballyhadrine.
Exactly, five new people working for you, like it's a good bit.
It's 5 jobs, it's 5 families.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a big challenge. It's a huge challenge now what I'm going doing, so It's about believing myself, my staff, we can come through it, you know. So
we're going to talk in more detail about that, George, most definitely.
But what I want to ask you here, George, is in your Ballyhadrine gym is very busy.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, are your classes by appointment or walk-in, people just can...
Yeah, well, like in Ballyhadrine, it's just, let's say, basically just picking up the phone. We work there just off the mobile phone, and you get a lot of text messages in, and the text in, can you put me in for the 6:45 class?
And by the way, we are going to leave all the contacts and all the phone numbers and all the...
We'll announce all of that during the show, and we'll give everybody information on how to contact you. George, we just touched on it there, but definitely exciting times ahead. You're embarking on a massive new project, which will provide Ballyhadrine with a host of new services. And I was very fortunate enough to have a guided tour of your new premises. A little sneak preview there the other day. Thank you so much for that, George. But I have to say, I've travelled a lot and I've gone to different hotels and different leisure centres in my lifetime, and I can say that it's pretty superb premises you have going there. Can you talk to us a bit in detail about the services that you're going to offer?
Yeah, so I've been after this building now for the last 4 years, and the opportunity came up there in October. I got in contact with the owners, and we sat down, had a meeting, and he said he'd make the premises available for me, you know. So it's a big before I go into the services, it's a big let's say
undertaking
mm-hmm. let's say, when it comes down to, like, I'm getting no outside help whatsoever.
You're doing it all by yourself,
all
basically.
By myself, you know, with pools out there now at the moment, community pools, and, you know, there's funding from the council, let's say.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and, you know, when it's a community style
project,
but I'm doing this all on my own bat, so
wow,
it's really, really a big challenge for myself.
Big challenge, indeed.
You know, probably one of the biggest challenges I've had to date, but like I says, I'm looking forward to it. Like, you know, I'm really, really looking forward to it, and we're gonna. So there's gonna be, let's say, swimming. There's going to be lessons, swimming lessons. There's going to be aqua aerobics. There's going to be, let's say, a fully kitted gym, all brand new equipment. There's a small studio there as well.
It's a beautiful studio, actually. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, and it's. I'm kind of really gone high end on everything. So I'm putting an awful lot into it.
It's quality. It's definitely a quality premises, Georgia. And even when I was in there the other day, and I love what you've done with the frosting of the glass around the pool as well. Yeah. It gives it that nice private feel too, so you can go in and have a swim and nobody can see in, really.
Yeah.
That was something that appealed to me.
Yeah, I think that's so important, let's say, when you do come for a swim, or, you know, especially, let's say, with swimming lessons with kids, it's so important because, you know, the kids, when they're in with me and my staff, let's say, you know, we need to look after them there, you know, so everything has to be top notch for the kids, you know.
And I noticed as well, I'm not sure if I should really say this on air or not, but I did notice a couple of fantastic beauty salon type rooms that you had on the premises that looked fairly high end. Is that a line is that a road you're going to go down as well?
No, I'm not going to go down.
Not
that
you
end.
Personally, but will it be a service that you offer?
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, I'm actually in talks with a girl now at the moment, so
excellent.
I think she's going to take that.
The beauty room and do treatments.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, and I
don't think I've seen a place to have a bit of everything.
Yeah.
And you know, when you go in, you can have your relaxing swim day, you can have a class. And then you can
But you can't go and get your nails done and have a beauty treatment. Yeah. And I like the fact that that's going to be something that you're offering everything under
the one roof.
And the reason I mentioned that is because this is a female special interest show that we're talking on here today. And as women, it's absolutely brilliant to be able to go for a swim, do a workout, and then go and get a facial or have your nails done.
Even as couples, you know, meanwhile he's doing a swim and having a class, she can relax and
enjoy herself.
I think that's a really brilliant idea. And by the sound of it, I'm really curious. I cannot wait to for you to open and for me to go in and...
And have a look, absolutely.
Well, and have a T-Rex class for definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I've never done a T-Rex class.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to try that. That sounds fun. We'll do it and we'll do some
interviews. Now, I have to say, I didn't do it in a long time, but you are going to feel every single muscle.
Really?
Yeah.
In
excellent.
Your body.
It's unreal.
By the sound of it and by the look of it, it's like, oh, yeah, sure, fair enough, I'll do it. It's nothing major. Oh, you are going to feel it.
That sounds good to me. I like that. But George, I mean, this is a huge thing for Balahedrine. I mean, Balahedrine has been featured a lot on the news lately and everything. And it's just a town where the pool opened like very, very briefly when the hotel opened first. But it's definitely a service that's needed in the town. Is that what inspired you to actually go and make the move on reopening that building?
Yeah, I mean, in Balahedrine, let's say the pool issue has been on, let's say, ongoing for years, let's say. I just know with my own kids there at the moment, let's say, having to pick them up from school, probably, let's say, bring them as far as Clonmorris or Carrigan Shannon.
And that's far.
You know, you put them in the car, you're on the way to the venue, and after that, you have to bring them for dinner. So it turns out to be an expensive day, and let's say, five hours gone over.
I never even thought of that.
So it's just mainly, let's say, you know, if you're not into football within Balahedrine, there's not much more, let's say...
That's true.
Absolutely true.
So, you know, it's just making, you know, other facilities, you know, there for the kids to do. And swimming is brilliant, like, you know.
Absolutely. And it's low impact as well. Like,
it is.
Anyone who has joint issues.
You know, let's say 90% of my clientele are women. So it's you know, and the childminder, let's say, you know, letting them down if they need to do a class. It's actually reality. It's not even, you know, an excuse, like, to say, you know, but with the swim pool, they can bring their kids with them. Do you know, and
that is actually brilliant.
You know,
service,
be a few lanes
it?
There in the swim pool. Let them.
So while
them,
they do their yoga or Pilates or workout,
all my staff be on deck to look after the kids anyway. Like,
oh,
so.
You've fully trained lifeguards as
fully,
well.
Fully trained there,
that's
as well.
That's actually fantastic. Yeah, it's very exciting, George.
It is.
It's a stressful time in any person's life to open a massive new business.
Yeah.
But you must feel a bit excited as well.
I'm very excited. It's a huge challenge. Like, my last 8 years could be gone in 12 months. That's how much of a risk I'm taking, like, in this. But I love an old challenge every now and again.
What's life without a challenge,
anyway? You know, and being a business owner and, if you don't challenge yourself in business, I feel you're going backwards.
Well, if you're not growing, you're dying. Yeah. This is what they say, George. Yeah. And like our show here focuses a lot on entrepreneurs as well, yeah. mainly female entrepreneurs. But you're an entrepreneur as well, and yeah. you certainly have.
And you provide services for female anyway.
You're providing services that are needed.
Yeah.
And you just can't fail when you're giving the public something that they absolutely need. You know, in such a beautiful building as well.
Yeah, yeah, and it's going to be brilliant. Let's say in a sense of. I'm going to try and change the way the leisure centres are being ran, especially my one. Like, I want to put a kind of a personal touch on it. So when the main thing in gyms nowadays is guidance, you know, there's zero guidance in gyms,
myself sometimes.
You go in, you pay your money, you're turned into a number. When your membership is up, you might get a call.
Yeah, or a text, yeah.
Yeah, and that's not what Hellcore is about.
What's going to be so different
that when you go upstairs, you're going to have my instructor run your round program.
Oh, excellent.
He's going to know your name. He's going to know your goal. And he's going to know when to switch your program. So at no time that you're going to get bored within the facility.
While you're there.
So, yeah, while you're there. You're going to
so
get
it's a
well
personal
looked
touch
after. Yeah,
then as
and
well.
It's so important. And it's like, it's guidance throughout. So if we need to, let's say, do a little bit more here, we need to do 5 more minutes on the treadmill. We're upping it this week. We're going to add, a bit of core in. We're going to add a bit, you know. And then if we're sore the next day, you can hop in for a swim.
So, oh, or go into the jacuzzi as well.
Yeah,
there's a steam
room jacuzzi
well.
And sauna there.
Steam
so.
Room sauna. It's brilliant to have that in the town. I'm so excited.
I mean, that's the twist that I want to put on the
But I have to say, George, like... what you're saying there, it's exactly what I was looking for. And I have to say, I'm the type of person that I'm not big into the gym. Now, I could do it going to the gym more often, but I don't know for what reason. I don't really, I know how to wear the machineries.
Sometimes
I kind of know what to do. You need that start, you know, and you need someone to be there and to look after you. What I find myself when I go into any other gym, it's someone there, as you said, cash in and then, oh, good luck, do whatever suits you, whatever you want. And I'm doing nothing, honestly. And I want to go to a place and to be someone to know my name, to look after me, and to say, today you need to do arms.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you need to do legs.
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
It's so needed.
Yeah, I need someone to guide me.
Yeah.
And what you are saying there, I'm telling you, I'm willing to drive from Carrigan-Tran to Ballyhadry into them classes now.
It's not too far to drive for an excellent gym. It sounds like you've got everything under the one roof, George. For every woman and man in the country, it's all there.
Like even when I used to go to the gym myself, I'd go into the gym, I'd start off doing the weights, and to be honest with you, I didn't know much. Let's say
nobody knows when they go in.
There'd be lads in there, and like I'd be like, a bit self conscious, like I'd be like, am I doing this right?
Yeah, exactly. And how do you know if your form is correct?
So
how do you know?
So when I decided to open up a gym, I wanted to create a gym without that feel.
Where people walk in and they've somebody...
Actually, it's
funny you should say that because I went into health quarters in Ballyhadrine, your own gym, George, and I spoke to one of your staff.
Yeah, it was Aaron,
I felt a bit... Because, you know, when you're going in and you're looking for personal training, and I felt a bit kind of nervous going in, and I have to say, within 2 minutes of walking in the door, that guy made me feel extremely comfortable.
Oh, you had a cup of tea and all, I'd say.
I just felt like, I want to work out now. This guy is helping me. Yeah. He told me what I needed. Yeah. He assessed my needs as soon as I went in. And I've never really experienced that professional level of service in a gym before.
Yeah, so, it's the same. Like, it's just that guidance through the floor. And the hardest thing... Like I had a man come up to me there today, came up around 1:15, he came up the stairs today, and the hardest thing for that man to do was come up and inquire.
It is. That is the hardest thing.
And he was up at the top of the stairs, and I says, listen, I says, this is what we're going to do, and he was so at ease.
That's nice, because when you walk into a gym, right, especially as somebody who's not training, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, here's all of these buff people now looking on, look at this big feckin' each that's coming in.
She doesn't know what
she's at. When you do feel at ease when you go in, it takes a load off and it makes you want to work out.
Yeah, well, like when you mention gyms, like it can be intimidating, at the best of times.
Yeah,
because, like,
you
feel, especially, let's say, if there's lads in there and stuff like that, you know, it's kind of...
I
wouldn't get the big muscly lads in my gym. Like, my gym would be 90% women straight down the line.
That's great.
you know, the lads are afraid to come in. They call it the woman's gym. You know, so
yeah, but you still have services for men there.
Yeah, well, yeah. The lads come in. I get the everyday lads
that,
let's say, want to be run a little bit faster or jump a little bit higher. Or,
yeah,
you know what I mean. Just lose the general few pounds. So, do you know, and they're happy enough to come up there and do that. So, you know.
Well, George, it sounds to me like you're an absolute gem when it comes to providing services for Ballyhadrine. I'm sure the town and community are very grateful for the services that you are offering, because if it wasn't for you, we would all have to drive for 45 minutes somewhere else. So it does make a great difference, and I'm personally delighted that you're there. George, if anybody is looking, we're just going to wrap it up now. We're coming towards the end of our interview, but have you any idea of... Do you anticipate an opening time in the next couple of weeks, or are you waiting to set a date?
No, well, I'm not going to set a date. We're going to be hitting the gym. The pool is open, let's say, for any inquiries there the last couple of weeks.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
You know, we've hit a few little bumps in the road. You know, it hasn't been open in 7 years. The pool, a couple of parts went in the pump house. And these parts, you can't get them in the local builders providers.
Right,
it's Dublin.
Okay.
It's Dublin you're hitting for them parts. So, you know, and regulation changes. And 7 years of regulation, like usually regulation change, let's say, of three things on a clipboard at the end of every year. We're talking, let's say, 25, 26 things had to be brought to standard to 2018.
Okay.
So they take time.
They do.
They do that.
George, all good things take time.
Yeah, they do. So I'm not that far behind.
I'm nearly there.
It's
creating massive anticipation, yeah. George. We're all dying for it to open, and we're really looking forward to it.
Brilliant, yeah. So we're nearly there. We're nearly at the finish line. It's been a lot of hard graft, like the last while. But I do love that. So it's mainly, let's say. And the other headquarters is going strength to strength as well.
Oh,
so
that's fantastic.
I'm looking forward to what's
good on
ahead,
you, George.
You know?
And I tell you, on behalf of myself and Ross FM here, we really want to wish you the very best of luck with it.
Thanks, myself and Danny will definitely be down.
You know, no better way to start a year by challenging yourself and put yourself out there. And fair play to you for going that far. I think it's a really good achievement. And now, what you said there kind of stood with me, and I'm going to go and join your leisure centre for sure.
And I'm going to lose my inhibitions and my self-consciousness, and I'm going to take up morning swimming.
Brilliant.
Yeah, because
that's
something I could never do, because I had to drive for an hour to a pool. Now I can leave my house and be at the pool in 2 minutes. I think it's fantastic. George, anyone who wants to contact you, do you want to give out some of your contact details on air now for our listeners?
Yeah, so you can get me at email me on thehealthquarters@gmail.com. Okay. Or you can drop me a line on 087-684-1713. And I'm actually waiting for my landline number, so I don't know what
George, we will announce it on our shows in the coming weeks anyway.
And
we are going to put it also on our podcast on Ross FM on the website. So everyone who's interesting, just have a look over there, and all the details are going to be there.
And for all of our listeners, this show will go on air on Thursday.
On Thursday.
From 6 to 7.
You have to keep an eye on us every week, every day. So you never know what surprises could be next.
Okay, well, George Fitzgerald from Health Quarters Gym in Ballyhadrine, with a brand new leisure centre opening very, very soon. Guys, keep your eyes open for that. It's definitely a treat. George, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, George.
Good stuff, girls. Thanks for having me.